Go ahead, pour up that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. We have here in the studio all drinking the best cup of coffee money can buy, black Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Welcome and good morning to Rosie on the House, where we're here to have some Arizona wacky family fun with a purpose to educate you, guide you, steer you, protect you in the realm of gardening, landscaping, irrigation, outdoor hardscapes, tree trimming, fertilizing, right here in the garden with Rosie on the House. Of course, we've always got our special guest, Mr. John J. Harper, who's joining us here this morning. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about lighting, light bulbs, and we're gonna isolate that to just lighting the inside of the house. You're gonna be amazed how many different light bulbs and choices you can have in lighting that home. Let's get started with that landscaping tip of the morning, and as we do, it is a great opportunity for you to jump online now. We take calls all week long. We've got Julia, my daughter, better known as Peanut, there as an operator to receive your call. The number's 1-888-767-4348. People call all week long and say, I can't get into the show because all I get is a busy signal. Tip, now's the time to ring. Ring in early, you'll get in. There are lines open right now. 1-888-767-4348. If you've been waiting all week for that burning landscape or irrigation question, you need to get a hold of Mr. Harper. Now's your chance to do it. John Jay, good morning and welcome, my good friend.
Good morning. Beautiful out, isn't it?
Well, it sure beats when I got home. I was out of town this weekend. I got home Tuesday night at Sky Harbor, and I thought, what happened to this city?
I mean, it had a brown hue to it.
Somebody dropped a dirt bomb on it. I couldn't. When I walked out to the car at the airport, what was going on in my head? Because there's construction going on at Sky Harbor. Right. I thought some superintendent is going to lose his job because there are 10,000 cars here that all need to be washed. I thought it was something
that they did there.
That they did at the
water things down good enough. Huh? Well, God played a trick on everybody Monday.
Man,
God felt sorry for the car wash business on Monday, and he they're having a land office business at the car washes this week.
I couldn't help myself. I called the guys at Danny's Carousel.
Yeah,
I said, how many cars do you guys wash in a day? He said, oh, typically, you know, at 13 locations, about 3,500. I said, how many of you wash since Monday? He said, we're washing 10,000 cars a day. He says, Rosie, it was the perfect storm because it was a lot of dust, just enough water to glue it to the cars and the windows,
yeah,
and then a perfect forecast of clear weather for 2 weeks. He says, after a storm like that, everybody wants their car washed.
We almost had to just out of safety's sake.
Oh,
you couldn't even see,
man,
out of your car. I finally went at 6 o'clock this morning to the little drive-through thing by my house because you couldn't get into those either. The little do-it-yourself drive-through things where 20 cars out in the street, down the street, around the corner, waiting in line to get in. And so I went at 6 o'clock this morning and got both our cars done. So that being said, you're talking about lighting, not being able to see. Talk about lighting. The tip is lighting in the house. So we thought, well, we'd just play off of that and talk about lighting outdoors. And, you know, after everybody's kind of gotten done with all their, hopefully by now, their frost damage, freeze damage pruning and kind of getting things pruned up, you know, maybe you discovered you have an old landscape light fixture under that tree that's been there for 20 years and is still there. Oh, look what I found. But we're at that time of the year, and from here for the next several months, we'll be able to really enjoy our outdoor living space, especially in the evenings. And, you know, what makes it even nicer to go outside in the evening and sit around and maybe have dinner outside, or we have a little TV outside. We watched part of the Diamondbacks game last night outside after dinner, is to look around the yard and have it be accented and have it look like someplace that you want to spend the time. Or maybe it's a security issue, or maybe you just want to show off that brand new landscape and the way it ought to be lighted. And we see so many mistakes or things that could be lit better. And with, I know you're going to talk about LED and new technology, but the LED world has come to the landscape lighting world. And so there's just all kinds of things out there. And it really has become almost even though it's pretty easy to do, it's pretty easy to plug a transformer in and run some wire and stick some light fixtures on it. But really, if you want it done right, you need to consult somebody that can come out, show you the different kinds of light fixtures, the different way light is cast onto something, the different way you might, things you might not even think of that can be lit, and how it should be lit, and how to balance it. And people put too many lights on, you know, one line of lighting. So there's just all kinds of things that need to be addressed when you talk about landscape lighting. But boy, there is nothing prettier than a well-done lit landscape. Of course, it starts with trees and shrubs in the proper place and the proper form as well. And some trees and shrubs lend themselves to being lit and some don't. So all kinds of things to think about. But if you really want to extend, like we talked about last week, extend your outdoor living space, then I think lighting then is kind of the final touch to that as to what you can really bring yourself to the outside or really accentuate your curb appeal in the entrance to your home.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have a question for John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and Landscape. We're talking outdoor lighting for our backyard. And this time of the year, it's getting dark about 7:30-ish. Now, that outdoor lighting, you're now using, you can use your outdoors till you go to bed.
Right.
You're extending the amount of time you can spend in your backyard. And here in about another 3 months, the only time we're going to want to be outside is night.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's either real early in the morning or late at night. So, and it does help that, you know, and you can't go outside any time of the day when it's 20 degrees. But even when it's 105, you know, if you've got a pool and you can go outside and enjoy it in the evening hours at night at dark, you can still at least go outside. So, you know, we live in a great place and we have these outdoor areas that are way underutilized, and the cost per square foot or the cost initially to do that and to get them to where you can spend that time outside is just minimal compared to what it costs to do certain things on the inside of your house. So,
and you can tell it's great weather all over the state. We have been flooded at Rosie on the House with requests for mentions of different events going on,
yeah,
as it relates to landscape and garden.
What do you got?
I've got some just about for every break, but we'll start with the Warner's Nursery and Flagstaff today from 9:30 to 11. They've got a Be Nice to Your Tree seminar with certified arborist Mick Henry, open to the public, and it's on Butler. So if you're familiar with Flagstaff, and that's really easy street to find, there is a Be Nice to Your Tree at Warner's in Flagstaff with, I've drawn a blank here, CAF, our affiliate up there, CAF Country. So we appreciate our affiliation there and everything that they do for our listeners that are in landscape and gardening. We have another release. Y'all had something going on this week at Harper's Nursery. It sounded like you had quite a big turnout.
We got all kinds of stuff going on. We have a new gift venue called Trésor des Jardins, as I say it, J. Jardin. That's Cajun, right? Not French. But we have a little gift shop, and they do it once a month. So second weekend of the month, they're open. They bring out all the new. This is kind of a Mother's Day, hint, hint, guys. There's great Mother's Day gifts there for the home, the garden, mom. And then tomorrow is our second Sunday of the month garden or farmer's market at our Scottsdale store. So Ray's Farmer's Market, be there with all kinds of stuff. So Mother's Day gifts, farmer's markets, and, of course, we're getting close to Arbor Day. It's time to think about planting trees. Talk about warmer weather coming. You want to have some shade, better get that tree planted.
Just time to plant something. And actually, I was looking for something a little more specific. I must have gotten 3 or 4 press releases from the Farm Bureau about a big breakfast that was at Harper's Nursery
Was last week.
Last week.
That was last week.
Okay.
We did have their annual City to Farm event that they have every year, and they host it at a member, a farm, a nursery, you know, and we had the honor of hosting that and had, I guess, 70, 80 people there, had breakfast and some speakers and talked about farming issues and what's going on in agriculture across the nation and around the valley, which there's tons of stuff going on with, you know, all kinds of different legislation that affects agriculture, which ultimately affects the price of your food.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. One of them talks about in the 60s, there was 180 million people in the U.S. and 3.7 million farmers. Now there's 314 million people and 2.2 million farmers.
So the population's doubled and the farmers are
dwindling
almost in half.
It really kind of hit home with just how important planting something is. You know, you would talk about all the – you were talking about the legislation. You talk about everything you see in the news on the GMOs and people freaking out about this or that. You know, the simple solution to that, square foot garden.
Plant yourself.
Couple bags of Mel's mix and sticking some seeds in the ground. And you don't even have to – I mean, it's almost impossible to get 100% produce in a, you know, you would have to build and develop. But there's so many different ways that you can grow something. Either we had a small space garden show a couple months ago talking about indoor gardening. If you've got any kind of yard, the edible landscaping, I mean, you can do it yourself and insulate yourself from it.
If it's a big deal to you, my opinion is do it, you know, grow it yourself. If you're worried about food safety, you know, grow it yourself. I think we have the safest food in the world. But, you know, if you're concerned about these other issues and you want control over it, do it yourself.
Pretty easy. And there's so many different varieties of heirloom seeds. I mean, I've never heard of heirloom seeds till about three. Well, I mean, I was familiar, but I mean, there's Baker. There's that guy out of Sholo's son.
Sweet corn
that I know is at Harper's Nursery. I mean, there's so many different available varieties of heirloom. It's pretty easy to get started. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll be back right after this with your calls. It's Rosie on the House, Saturday mornings.